This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1034. I'm like, how do I sound native on IELTS?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you learn an extremely useful strategy for IELTS speaking, narrating your thoughts with like and all. This is a native, natural way of speaking that examiners never hear from students. We also share informal and formal ways to quote someone anywhere on the speaking exam.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you today?
Good. I had the most fun last night. We very spontaneously went paddleboarding to this canyon lake that's maybe a half an hour away. It was beautiful. We've never done that after school, like taking our kids to go do an adventure in the evening like that. Maybe that's weird. People do that all the time. We haven't. We're like weekend adventure people, not after school adventure people. It was really fun.
Well, I mean, most people can only do adventures on the weekend, right? I mean, that makes sense. But, you know, guys, okay, I do have a little story about that. But we are going to talk about IELTS today, guys. You are going to learn how natives narrate their own thoughts as well as quote themselves and other people naturally, informally and formally. So we are going to teach you some great native stuff today, guys, that students never use on the test. But on that note, like, I have been thinking a lot lately about how the pandemic of the past year has really changed my perspective on priorities and necessities, right? But specifically as far as school goes. So for example, on Wednesday, so James is in hybrid learning right now, which means Wednesdays there's no in-person learning, but he's supposed to do like an online class in the morning. And so on Wednesday, we skipped it. I told his teacher, like, I'm still responsible. I told his teacher the day before that he wouldn't be there, but he didn't do it at all because we went skiing. It's so funny you went paddleboarding. So here in Portland, guys, we're next to Mount Hood, and at the top of Mount Hood, it is the only ski resort that is open year round in the entire country. It's called Timberline. It's a glacier, so there's always snow up there. The Olympic ski team practices up there in the summers because, again, like, it's the only place. So anyway, we got to go on Wednesday, and it was absolutely the most beautiful day. It was like in the 70s, and I know other people were paddleboarding, which I thought was funny because I was like, everybody else is going to be doing hot weather stuff at the river, but we're going to the snow. It was awesome.
I know how funny that we were paddleboarding. It was 100 degrees, and you were skiing. God. In the snow. That's so random.
Oh, man.
But I think you're right. It. With the pandemic, like, we used to be very much like, you have to study, you have to get your homework done after school. This is so important. And yesterday we're like, no, let's go. You can do your homework later when we get home. It's fine.
Yes. And they totally can. Like, it really has just sort of redefined time in so many ways, right? And priorities. And guys, we hope you are making IELTS a priority and choosing to spend your time in the right way, which you are because you're listening to this podcast, but also in how you are learning English, how you're studying, right? We're not wasting time anymore putting things off. We want to do the things we need to do now, like spending time with our family, right? But choosing how we use our time to improve ourselves, to make ourselves happy, but also ensure that we are preparing for a good future, right? Studying, yes, English in the right way. So we are going to share a clip from something we make, a program called Conversations and Coffee, that would definitely help you improve your English.
Exactly right. These are native, unscripted conversations. It's us, the All Ears English team, talking about different topics. Sometimes they're very fun, sometimes they're controversial, but always so native with us, interrupting and talking over each other. It's the best way you can prepare for the listening exam and just prepare to understand natives speaking in English as well. This is such a great system, and it's by subscription. So you get one every Wednesday. It only takes maybe 15, 20, 25 minutes to complete it. And it's such a quick win because you learn vocabulary. There's a vocabulary lesson and you have a transcript for the conversation. And then you also complete a quiz to make sure you understand. So it's a really, really an amazing program.
It's so fantastic, guys. So listening skills, vocab skills, but what we want you guys to learn from it is speaking skills. So in this clip, guys, you are going to hear all four of us, Aubrey, Michelle, Lindsay, and me, talk about the 90s. This is one of my favorite conversations. I know that a lot of listeners out there are, you know, maybe not our age exactly, but there's some overlap. You guys remember the 90s, right? It was a weird decade. We had a great conversation about our memories of growing up in the 90s. So let's listen to a little clip about boy bands. Here's the question. I think this really shows, like the time you grew up in, right? Like, what music did you listen to in high school? Michelle, what music did you listen to in high school?
Oh, I was definitely of the boy band.
Really?
Nice. Well, totally.
Okay. So, I remember at first I hated them and I was like, I'm not going to like any of the boy bands. I am too cool. And then it just happened and I couldn't help it. And I'm sorry, but I did. And I liked all of it and I liked Britney and I liked all of those kinds of things. And I'm sorry, not sorry.
Wait, sorry, hold on. Why would you say you were sorry?
Just because it's like, you know, it's like the typical like teeny bopper, like, you know, it's not quite as cool as saying like, yeah, I was like super into Nirvana. Like it's, you know, I don't sound as cool. Like I sound like a huge nerd, but I loved it. I loved the Spice Girls. And yeah, sorry.
Oh,
like,
fun.
Yeah.
That's okay. Did they do a movie? Do you guys remember? They did a movie.
Spice World.
It must have been terrible.
Spice World.
Spice World.
I remember vaguely.
I saw a woman wearing a Spice World t-shirt the other day walking down the street. And I like, you oh know, you want to like call out to these people and be like, yeah, like, but then you're like, no,
that's
I shouldn't
so
do
awesome.
That.
All right. Aubrey, that was hilarious. I find Michelle so surprising in like every conversation.
I know there's always something in every conversations and coffee. There's always a moment where one of us is like, really, Michelle? We'll like learn something so funny about her. She's super so honest funny. And open about stuff. And you get to know all of us so much better. It's so fun.
It's so fun. Oh my gosh. And okay, before we dissect this so you can learn some skills today, guys, I just want to note like how amazing it is to hear a group conversation that is completely natural, but it is turned into a lesson. Like you really cannot get this program anywhere else, right? Where it's like, how do you go from learning English in a classroom to being able to understand a fast group conversation? Like, how do you make that jump? Before this program, there was no way to structure that learning, right? And that's why we made this, because we realized there was no help out there for this. So it's so fun. It's so fun. Okay. So what can we pull from this conversation that our students can use on IELTS speaking?
Yeah, so first we want to talk to you guys about narrating your thoughts. You heard Michelle do this twice in such a native way. And students don't do this on IELTS speaking, and you should. You need to. You need to practice doing this because it will boost your scores. So you heard her say, I was like, I'm not going to like any of the boy bands. I'm too cool, right? So you notice that really native structure. We usually use just like that. I was like, and then we quote what we might have said at the time. It's so native and natural. We do it all the time. I actually caught myself in the intro doing it when I was saying, we're like, sit down and do your homework, right? I'm sort of hypothetically quoting myself.
Right.
And so
That's
go back
so
and
funny.
Listen to the intro. You'll see me do it. As I said it, I was like, oh, I'm doing it. It just comes out so naturally.
And you did it just again, just now.
Exactly.
See, guys, this is, we say this all the time. We do want to pause for a little reminder, though. You don't want to repeat fillers or slang like this. Like, and I just said like, okay, we say like all the time as a filler, but also to quote our thoughts and our words. So there's two uses for that word like, both very informal. You don't want to repeat it as a filler. You don't want every other word to be like, but if you're using it to introduce a thought or a quote, that's not a filler, okay? That is slang. So another way we can introduce a quote or a thought is to use all, which again, like students never say this. So instead of saying, and then she was like, you can't go there. You could say, and then she was all, you can't go there. So those are your two options, guys, for introducing what someone else said or what you just said in your own head. I love that the quote can be what we actually say or what we're just thinking. I love that.
Yeah, it's often a hypothetical, right? We're sort of quoting what we would maybe yes. say in that situation. So it doesn't fit. It's not natural to say, I would have maybe said blah, blah, blah. No, right? We don't talk like that. We say, I was like, or I was all.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, I use both of those all the time. Yes. And you know, we can't really use that a lot on Speaking Part 3. It would come up naturally a few times, which would work, right? If you're providing a personal example, you're telling a story, maybe about a difficult work meeting or something. I don't know. But a more formal way and a very fun way to introduce a quote that you said or someone else said. Now, this is not for thoughts, okay? This is only for what we say out loud. You could just say the words, and I quote. So let me put it in context. I'll give you an example. I'm going to have to make it up. So say in Speaking Part 3, you're discussing education, and so you tell a story about your kids' schooling or whatever. You could say, I firmly believe that students should have more homework. In fact, they should have homework every day to train their academic persistence. That's a fun sentence. However, my child's teacher said she doesn't believe in homework. I brought this up in a parent-teacher conference, and she said, and I quote, homework teaches nothing. Okay, that didn't happen, but just like that's how you would introduce, you know, formally what another person said. And it there's no connotation. It could be positive, it could be negative. So anytime you want to introduce what someone else said in an interesting way, say, and he said, and I quote, and then you just say what they said.
Yes. And I love you pointed out you could quote yourself this way as well. Be like, I just told my friend the other day, and I quote, and you could say yes. exactly what you said, right? So you can quote totally. Yourself, anyone else. And it's a very formal way of sharing exactly what someone said.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, those are three ways you can introduce thoughts and words from yourself or others. But as a little bonus, let's pull out a couple cool slang phrases that students could also use from that very short clip. Guys, imagine how much you could learn from the entire conversation. Like this is just a clip. So one phrase that Michelle used that I love, teeny bopper. Yes. That's kind of like old fashioned, but we say it because it's fun. What is a teeny bopper?
Yeah, I imagine like a young girl that has music posters on her walls, you know, yes. and she loves listening to music. Just like it really it just means any kid maybe about 11 to 15 years old who's a little yeah. flighty, you know, not really serious. You just call them a teeny bopper.
It's so cute. It's like, it is the cutest word. I would say we usually use it to describe, as you said, like young girls mostly, right? Between the ages of like what'd you say, like 11 and 15? Yeah, like that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. That's like into pop music and chews bubblegum and curls their bangs. Like that's what that's what I imagine.
We often use it to refer to kids in the 90s, right? Though I don't know why, like kids today could be a teeny bopper, but we mostly refer to the past this way. Be like, oh, all the teeny boppers in the 90s, the kids that were like you said, curling their bangs and just looking like a child of the 90s, like us in high school.
Oh, terrible. Oh, my gosh. I looked terrible back then. Okay. Super into. She also says that. And guys, you've heard us say this. I say this phrase a lot. It just means you really like something. So perfect for speaking part one, because you are always asked about things you like and enjoy. So don't say you like it or you love it. Say you're super into it. The last phrase, guys, huge nerd. Again, something I say a lot because I have always been a huge nerd. What is a nerd, Aubrey?
Yeah, just someone who's not popular, not doing the coolest, trendiest things, right? So she was, quoting herself saying like, oh yeah, like she wasn't super into Nirvana. Instead, she was a huge nerd, right? Like Jessica and I have admitted, you know, we didn't follow the most popular trends sometimes. We were kind of nerds.
I've always been a nerd. Guys, listeners, I hope you're nerds because you know what? Nerds are the most interesting people. I gotta say, I'm just, maybe you'll disagree, you know, it's kind of controversial, but I gotta say, nerds are usually the people I want to talk to. So anyway, guys, be a nerd about IELTS, right? Let's dig into IELTS and find the most interesting, fun ways to engage in English, because that is the only way you're going to improve your overall English, your vocabulary, your natural relationship with the language that you need to get a 7 or higher. If you stay a student, if you only use workbooks and practice tests, you are not going to become native and natural. It's impossible. Those things don't get you there. Stuff like this does. That's why we make these programs, guys, because there's nothing in between textbooks and native natural English. Like that jump, that missing gap. That is so much of what we want to help you guys fill. So that's part of what Conversations and Coffee does, guys. So check it out. Again, weekly lessons emailed right to you. Natural group conversations, listening, vocabulary. But as Aubrey and I talked about today, it can really improve your speaking, guys. Listen to us talk and then read the transcript out loud. Copy how we sound. There's so many ways you can use these lessons for IELTS, guys. So check it out, allearsenglish.com/fast.
Yes, I'm actually really sad for all of our students and listeners who haven't signed up yet, because there's so many really fun and interesting conversations that are coming out each Wednesday and you're missing them. So go sign up today, guys, so that you can get this Wednesday's allearsenglish.com/fast.
Awesome. Super fun. All right, Aubrey, thanks for nerding out about English today with me.
The 90s.
The 90s. I love and hate the 90s. I have a lot
love
of
hate relationship.
It is. Oh, brother. Okay. All right, Aubrey. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.